WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more stoic calm. You know that feeling when you walk into work and it's like chaos? Emails exploding, deadlines looming, and people around you seem frazzled. Yeah, I feel you. And let me tell you, the secret weapon against all that workplace mayhem isn't magic, though wouldn't it be nice? It's managing expectations and reducing stress. Now, before you roll your eyes and think easy for Avery to say, hear me out. This isn't about some mythical land of perfect zen. It's about practical tools and mindset shifts that can actually make a difference in your daily grind. Trust me, I've been there juggling deadlines, navigating tricky colleagues, and trying not to lose my sanity. So, what are some key takeaways? Buckle up because we're diving into this. First things first, let's talk about realistic expectations. Ever felt like you're constantly playing catch-up in a race that never ends? That's often because our expectations are set way too high. We pressure ourselves to be superhuman, to answer every email instantly, and to handle every task with Olympic-level efficiency. Newsflash. You're human. And humans are wired for balance, not perpetual overdrive. So how do we find that sweet spot? Start by breaking down big projects into smaller, manageable chunks. Celebrate the little wins along the way seriously, those small victories add up. Second, prioritize ruthlessly. We all have limited time and energy. Think of it like this. Your to-do list is a buffet, but you can only eat so much. Focus on the dishes that are most important, the ones that will truly move the needle. Learn to say no politely, but firmly to requests that drain your time and energy without offering substantial return. Third, communicate clearly. Misunderstandings are a recipe for stress at work. Be upfront about your workload, deadlines, and any potential challenges. Don't be afraid to ask for clarification when needed. It's always better to be sure than to end up spinning your wheels. Now, let's talk about taking breaks. Seriously, this isn't a luxury, it's essential. Stepping away from your desk even for 5 minutes can do wonders for your focus and creativity. Go for a quick walk, listen to your favorite song, or just close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. It's amazing what a little recharge can do. Finally, remember that it's okay to ask for help. No one expects you to be a superhero capable of handling everything alone. If you're feeling overwhelmed, reach out to a trusted colleague, mentor, or even HR. Sharing your struggles and seeking support can make a world of difference. Think about the last time you felt completely buried at work, deadlines piling up, emails flooding in, colleagues buzzing around like bees in a hive. Maybe you felt that familiar knot in your stomach, your heart racing, or your mind spinning out of control. Sound familiar? Well, picture this. You're walking into the office on Monday morning. Your boss hands you a mountain of paperwork, a looming deadline, and 3 urgent emails demanding immediate attention. But instead of feeling that wave of panic wash over you, you take a deep breath, remember those 5 key takeaways we just discussed, and calmly assess the situation. First, you prioritize. Which tasks are absolutely critical, and which can wait? You then break down the biggest project into smaller, manageable chunks. Suddenly, it doesn't seem so overwhelming anymore. You communicate with your colleagues about deadlines and potential roadblocks, ensuring everyone is on the same page. You schedule short breaks throughout the day to clear your head and recharge, even if it's just for a few minutes of mindful breathing or a quick walk around the block. And when you feel yourself getting overwhelmed, you remember that it's okay to ask for help, maybe delegate a task or chat with a colleague for support. By implementing these strategies, you've not only managed your workload effectively, but also kept your cool and maintained your mental well-being throughout the day. Remember, managing expectations and reducing stress at work is an ongoing process, not a one-time fix. It requires conscious effort, self-awareness, and a willingness to adjust your approach as needed. But trust me, it's worth it. You'll find yourself feeling more focused, productive, and in control even on the busiest of days. Now go out there and rock that workday with a stoic calm. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use some stress-busting wisdom. And if you have any thoughts or questions, hit us up on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay calm and collected.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.